Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
Six either 652020 or 65550.
That was 65550.
Yes.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Jill Marie Gable, Gabel.
Okay. I don't see it under 65550. That other one was
Okay.
65020.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put your name under that as well. May I ask, what are you calling about?
Yes, I have two 9220 charges on my account, 9290, and I need to find out what that's about. There's this phone number with it.
Okay. Have you recently ordered any products?
Nope.
Okay. Could the order have been placed under someone else's name?
No.
Okay, and just make sure I have those zip codes correctly. The first was 65550,
Correct.
and the second was 65020.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, no, 64020. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
64020.
Okay, that was 64020.
Correct. Tim, would you double check on the mail for me? Mail there.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything for that zip code as well.
64, I'm sorry, 64024.
Okay, can I have your name again?
Joe Marie Gable.
I'm still not showing anything. And that last name is Gable.
No, Gabel.
No, that song shows Kenneth. All right, ma'am. So I'm still not seeing your information in our system. You say you were charged $92.90.
Yes, twice.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to pull your phone number to see if I can locate an account that way. And the phone number is 816-349-7013.
No, 816-615-3351.
Unfortunately, I'm still not showing anything else, ma'am. The only option I have left is to try searching the first six and last four numbers of the card that was charged.
Well, hold on 1 second. Last four numbers is 6048.
Yes, ma'am. That will be the first six and last four.
The what?
The first six and last four.
Okay, 521702. The last four is 6048.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Okay, I am seeing your account, and that address is 13020 Clate Road.
Yes, Excelsior Springs.
And the zip is 64024. What was it not showing up? Okay. Now I see the items that you're being charged for with the NutriSlam Keto and Cleanse. They're dietary supplements. Well, you just have the Cleanse. It's a dietary supplement.
Well, I don't know why I'd be being charged because I haven't received anything.
Okay. I do see the latest item was shipped back in April. Do you recall ordering the product at all?
Yes, I do for to test, and it was like $30 or something to see if you liked it.
Yes, ma'am. The shipping
with,
and handling
with
price.
No obligation, but that's the only thing I've ever received.
Yes, ma'am. So the shipping and handling price was $6.70. It was ordered back on April the 1st. It's on a trial pit. If you do not cancel out that trial, you're then charged the full price for the items.
Well, it should have been canceled, and I have not received anything since either.
Now I do see your latest.
And that's how
charges.
I double check to see if an item was canceled. If it still continues to come, then I know it didn't cancel properly. But nothing else came, so I assume that everything went through properly on the cancellation.
Okay. Did you call in to cancel previously?
Yes.
Okay, which date did you call in? Because I'm not seeing a cancellation on this account.
I could not tell you which day. It's been over a month.
Do you still have your cancellation number?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm not seeing any call history for the number you provided. So without the
call
history.
Well, let's remedy this, okay? Let's just go ahead and remedy this. I wanted the cancellation. I have not received any other products, so there couldn't be a continual without more products being sent. So we just need to take care of these charges and just charge the initial for the test.
Okay, the reason why you haven't received any more products is because it just shipped out yesterday.
Well, I will be sure to return the sender.
Okay, now since it was on a membership basis, you can't do a return to sender.
You need to take care of this. I will pay to have it sent back. I will pay to have it sent back. The package will not be opened, but we need to take care of this right now.
That will be viewed as a valid charge per the terms and conditions.
No, it will not. I want you to take care of this, please and thank you.
That will be considered a valid charge, ma'am.
This is not a valid charge.
Okay. If you can provide me with your cancellation number, I can search that number.
I do not have my cancellation number. It
yes,
has
ma'am.
Been over a month since I called.
Okay. Now, without any notes on this account, a call history from you or the cancellation number, I can't verify that you ever called in to cancel.
Well, you realize what this verifies, don't you? That you all are a crooked, crooked company. You don't stand behind anything. You realize that, right?
I do apologize that you feel that way, ma'am.
What this is called shysting. Trickery. Theft. I'm just saying, because you're the one that, when everything's said and done, that's going to have to account for everything you've done. Now, you can help me, or you cannot. That's your choice. It's going to be taken care of whether I have to go through my bank and have it kicked back, and I will fight it even if it goes to court, or you can take care of it right here on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. And once again, that'll be viewed as a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge.
Our terms and conditions did state you had to call in and counsel, and you can't provide any verification.
By the law, by the state of Missouri laws, it is
okay,
not
our terms
a
and
valid
conditions
charge.
Our terms and conditions are a valid contract as well, and you don't have any verification that you counsel.
Okay,
those.
What I need is your name and your employee number.
I can give you my name.
And I need your employee number also.
I cannot give you that information, ma'am.
Yes, you can. That is also
no,
state
cannot,
law.
I cannot, ma'am.
When we requested, ask your management
I can
right
give
now.
You my name,
let me
ma'am.
Talk to someone else. Let me talk to someone above you because it is state law.
I can give you my name, ma'am.
Let me speak to someone that is above you.
Okay. I do have a supervisor. I'm more than
Thank
likely
you.
They'll explain the same information.
I'm sorry, say again.
I said I do have a supervisor. More than likely they'll explain the same information.
They'll expire what?
They will explain,
explain
the same information.
Whatever. I need to speak to someone above you.
Okay, one second, ma'am. Let
someone that
the
knows the law.
Transfer
yeah.
it over. Yeah, cast away. Wanted to speak. Watch reason. Explain the condition.
We could just get Tom on the phone. He'll explain it to him. He's at the law firm, but he won't care. He takes arguments. He loves it. He loves it.
Okay, I'm not going to get you transferred over in the line to speak to a supervisor. I'm not sure how soon it'll take, but she'll be in line to speak to a supervisor.
Okay, before you do, I need go ahead and give me just your name so I know who to say. Refuse to give me their employee number.
Ari, last initial J.
I need a name, not a last initial.
I just said Ari, last initial J.
I need your last name, not last initial.
I cannot give you my last name.
Okay, what is the official name of this company?
We're a call solutions. We're a calling center.
Say again.
Call solutions.
Call solutions. Calling center.
Yes.
Where's the main office? What state?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What state is the main office in?
Los Angeles, California.
Is there a phone number or an address?
This is the customer service center, but the supervisor will be able to provide you with that address for the company.
Do you honestly believe I'm going to actually connect with the supervisor?
I am transferring.
Is that call actually going to go through? Person who will not even give me their last name, let alone employee number?
I'm not sure who else the call will go to.
Okay. That's okay because I have caller ID.
Yes, ma'am, but please.
And wherever this call is coming from, they will be able to trace it back to it.
Okay.
And whoever works during these times.
Ma'am, you requested a supervisor and I'm trying to get you over to one. Do you not want to speak to a supervisor anymore?
I need to speak to a supervisor, yes.
Okay, that's what I've been trying to do, ma'am. Please hold for a supervisor.